Yes.
Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 32. Today is Saturday, August 20th. Well, it's 21st. It's two of us outvote you, Stone. So it's Sunday, August 21st, 2016. And I am your host, Lita. And joining me is the man with the...
I swear. So just as a tip for anyone that's running XSplit, if you're playing your sound through XSplit and you happen to have VLC player waiting to play another file, don't.
Okay.
For whatever reason, it doesn't like my intro file. So that's awesome.
Excellent. Well, at least you figured it out. So that's
at least
good.
I have my second beer, so
nice.
This is going to be a show.
Well, some of us is not beer o'clock because it's early in the morning, and we happen to have a very special guest, which is Asheo from WoW Geekly. Hey, Ash, welcome. Hey.
More tea, Vicar.
Wakey, wakey.
Tea? What's this tea you speak of?
Tea. Morning. How are we all?
Good.
Thanks for having me on. It's just been pointed out to me by my manager.
Mm-hmm.
She said the title says with guest Asheo. It doesn't even say special guest or special guest star.
Oh my god.
Sorry, oh, we better rectify that. Oops.
I blame Lita.
Well, yeah, you're to blame. But we appreciate you coming to have a chat with us. So what I want to know, first off, if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character, please.
Oh, well, to do that, you need to listen to Behind the Avatar, episode 11. Job done.
There you go.
I'm Australian. I like playing WoW and drinking tea and coffee and walking on the beaches and thinking about playing WoW.
And do you like to hold hands, too?
Nice. So I'm just a dude that lives in Australia, and I work in IT. And I have, at the moment, far too many working hours in my week, which is eating into my playtime. But when I do have time, I enjoy a bit of altaholicalism. Is that a word?
A bit, yeah. It is, yeah. Just slightly. How many hundreds are you running at the moment, Ash?
As of yesterday, I ran out of fingers. I'm not sure anymore. I do know that this is the first expansion ever that I've leveled one of every class to, at least one of every class, that is, to max level, being 100 at the moment.
Oh, nice. And you have
I've got at least two druids, two warlocks, two death knights, and...
Death knights, yes.
Two shamans, all at 100. So what's that? Is that so 11 already... plus about 6, like somewhere approaching 20. And now with these stupid bloody demon hunters, that all I need to do is start a death knight, get him to 70 and roll a demon hunter. There's like 100s are just falling out the cupboard.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty. So you started playing WoW when? And when did you get into the challenges?
How do you tell if someone's played since vanilla? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Yes.
Yes. I have played since vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a month in after it started. I wasn't in the beta, whatever you people want to call it. But a mate of mine got into it as soon as it was released, and I was around at his place and he was showing me. And I'm like, I'm in for some of that. Never played an MMO before. I'll give it a whirl.
Nice. And it
and then you got stuck in here. Yeah. And never to. Yeah.
That was it.
And I've subscribed since then. I have never unsubscribed.
Nice. All right, and the challenge tunes?
The challenge, I don't actually know. I went back and tried to figure it out, and I do have some show notes that I did for Control Alt WoW around 2011 that has look at Stone is like bloody plugs left, right, and centre.
It's okay.
2011. That was nice. The first record I could find of 2011 playing an Iron Man.
Yeah. So that would have been the original challenge back in 85?
Yes.
Kata?
It was the original challenge. Was that when it started, Kata?
Well, Kata was when they began to track it. I think Kriparian did it at 85. So I guess the rules were on the website or were on the WoW forums and people were trying it like that. So the original challenge came back in 85, but it was never really tracked the original challenge was 80, and he got to 80, because that was Wrath, but it wasn't tracked until Cataclysm.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty. So then, Ash, what challenge are you currently focused on, and why?
Yes.
Oh, no. Spreading it. Oh, man. You can focus, man. Focus.
I know.
He's an alcoholic. So, what do you expect?
This is why you like him so much, right?
This is why we're friends.
Mm-hmm. So I have a pacifist on Wormers the Court.
Yep.
That is going well.
I'm sorry.
I have a bloodthirsty on Dathramar. Mm-hmm. That is also was doing well until the pre-patch a couple of weeks back.
Okay.
And I have normal Iron Man splattered all over the place. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and yes, I do have to stop and go, right, I'm on a pacifist. Don't kill anything.
So is this your, how many pacifist is this? Second? Third?
I think it's officially my third. I did dabble, but it's officially my third one.
Yep.
And after my second one, I swore that was... That was never going to be... That was going to be my last one.
Yeah.
And that was Ash Piece.
Yeah.
And yes, Ash Piece 2 going strong.
Nice. Mm. Nice. And with the... So your monk is the bloodthirsty.
Yes.
And you've got the rogue as the pacifist. And you're enjoying both those classes for doing the challenges?
I was enjoying them. I'm now a bit... I have to go back to where mobs are almost grey for me on my bloodthirsty because I'm not confident at all with the monk anymore with the change to the Touch of Death.
Yeah.
What change happened to it?
Well, it's no longer. You could use Touch of Death when the mob's health was less than your maximum health.
Yeah.
And you'd basically just kill them. Yeah. Now, it's after 8 seconds, do a bunch of damage, and you can use it at any time. So it's not a guaranteed
death
shot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that makes it a bit of a challenge, doesn't it? I don't think I've tried my...
Because what I was doing on my bloodthirsty was basically hunting rares.
Yeah.
Because you get so much more XP, and rares hit harder, and it's all right if you know you've got a... You get them to a certain point and you can one-shot them, but when you've actually got to fight them to the death, it's a bit more nerve-wracking.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. Alrighty. What has been your fondest challenge memory so far?
I struggle to actually think of what the best time was. I guess the whole thing, what I like about the especially the bloodthirsty, I suppose, is the adrenaline rush you get from really close calls. When close calls turn bad, that's really bad, but if you can be like 3 hit points away, then that's a pretty good feeling to go, "Woo, how did I survive that?"
Wow. Alrighty. Now, what zones do you usually level through? Or what routes do you take to make it most efficient for you?
Well, you'd think after I did the early pacifist is probably the hardest mm-hmm. of anything to start on. And you'd think once I figured out how to actually get to 10 on a pacifist that I would have made some notes and leveled it down so that if I did do it again, I could repeat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not so much.
Okay.
So I'm all over the place. I'm not like, okay, this is how you level Bloodthirsty, so I must follow these steps. No, I just go out and go, I wonder what would be fun to try today.
That sounds familiar. All right. What has been one of your worst or most embarrassing ways that you've died as a challenge toon?
Oh, I should admit to a bunch of them. mainly they're stupid things.
Yeah.
That causes me to die. But the one that sticks in my mind the most is because of the last one that I lost, which was my pacifist dash piece. Mm-hmm. I was doing really well. I was level 30 as a pacifist, and it was the Midsummer Fire Festival. And I was thinking, if I can get to these fires, man, look at that XP. and so I was merrily riding around and collecting fires, and you know, I'd even collect some horde ones, and quickly vanish, and I hoped that there was actually no one around that was going to gank me once I was flagged. And that's a good adrenaline rush. and I was running out of time to do something, and I thought I'll just do this one more in Stone Teller Mountains, up the top of Stone Teller Mountains. One more, I'll just get this out of the way.
Yeah.
So I'm riding up Stone Teller Mountains, doop 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 doop, up the road, and I see up in front of me a big fight going on with all these NPCs. As the Horde and Alliance were battling each other, and they were rolling big rocks down the hill and fighting away. And I'm like, oh, that's okay, because you know, whenever you see that sort of stuff, they, you know, basically they're just fighting each other and they ignore you and carrot let you to ride right through. And so I didn't even slow down; I just kept on going. And I'm right in the middle of them, and they turned around and went, "Hello, what are you doing here?" Whack, whack, and I went, "Oh no!" And I tried to run to the side and shadow meld, and they all ran off, and I tried to run to the side a bit more to get out of the way, and I wasn't quite far enough away, and they went, "Oh, you're back." And I came over and went, whack, and I died.
Oh,
no.
Oh man.
Oh, ouch.
I'm sorry.
Ouch. What?
That was really stupid.
What level was your pacifist at that time?
30.
30.
Oh! Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's a lot of hours of pacifist.
Yeah. Mm. Ouch, that hurts. All right, so other than Stone Teller Mountains, is there anything, any other zone that you've come across as being unfriendly to a challenge chain?
No, that would have to be that the most unfriendliest.
Okay.
I guess anywhere that's, I do remember deaths with involving vehicular quests. I won't get in any. Was it? It might have actually been. No, it wasn't Stone Teller Mountain. There's somewhere else where you basically you get in a vehicle and you ride off somewhere, and basically once you're in it, you don't want to get out because there's all these mobs around you. And yeah, I got out because I went, oh no, a vehicle. So yeah. Stay away from any quests that look like vehicles.
Yes. Alrighty. So what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge toon, and any extra helpful tips or tricks?
If you've never done a WoW challenge toon, don't start with a pacifist. that's not a good one to cut your teeth on.
Mm-hmm.
And don't play when you're tired. That's really bad.
Yes.
And make the most of world events.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can really help a lot as long as you stay within the rules.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's a good one. I would really like to be able to utilize the world events at the moment for my challenge tunes, but I'd end up dead, so... Yeah.
That is a bit of a double-edged sword at the moment, isn't it?
I know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I want to, but it's too, would be too horrific and much crying and gnashing of teeth, I think, that if I tried it. So, but yes, world events is certainly helps. So thank you, Ash, for the little getting to know you. We appreciate it and hope that you're going to stick around as we keep doing the show. So sure. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get into news. Stone.
Oh, yep. Okay. See, now I'd have it where I'd play it off the bumper, like off, it was good to go. But now I'll just double click and you'll hear me double click.
Okay. Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Nice. I really need, like, one of those soundboard things where I can just click it once and it's ready to go. That would be cool, but I don't have that.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, we make do with what we've got. It's all good. So let's talk about the news. This has been a fun one this week. So let's talk about the blue equip is a bug.
Yes. So apparently Blizzard is aware that blue's being equipped, especially on your monks, because monks apparently are the ones that are getting hit with it the most. This is a bug. I want to I found out from a fellow named Bod Konian. He let me know on Facebook. I want to paraphrase what he said here. The weapon is a bug, and they're trying to fix that possibly on this Thursday as a hot fix or this Tuesday as a hot fix. We'll see if that happens, because I actually just fixed somebody's character just about half an hour before we went live. I just received word from a couple of GMs. Sometimes, like example, in the zone at Shar, when it bugs out and everything looks like it's lag, it isn't, but it looks like it is. The weapons can equip from nowhere onto your tune. Yeah. So apparently, they know that it's a bug. So they are trying to fix it. So again, if you get this blue things equipped, let me know. I will fix your character, okay? I really don't think you should be flagged for a bug like this. I mean, we already have to deal with dying due to all kinds of stuff, all right? Like bug mobs that you can't hit, okay? Like there's nothing we could, do about that, but this we can. So
So there also is as much as you can log in and have this stuff equipped, which I know, Ash, you did have that happen to you, didn't you? It was.
I freaked out because I'd actually one of my warlocks that I started, I logged in one day and it was like it had a blue weapon equipped. This was before the pre-patch. And I'm like, how the hell did I manage to do that? And I kicked myself and deleted it and went on my merry way. And then when Lita was asking me about where I was at with my bloodthirsty, and she'd obviously looked it up, and she's gone, it's flagged. I'm like, yeah, funny one, no, how it is. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, not again.
I could just feel the blood drain from Ash's face as I was saying, no, it's flagged. Why are you flagged? Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never accepted any bloody blue rewards. What are these two blue swords I'm equipped with? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was crazy. But they're also now saying that you can be playing and they'll.
And it could possibly kick you off, and then when you log back in, and it's there, and you're like, "What the heck?" Yep.
Wow. Okay, that's crazy.
So there's another way to get around this, I think, is that if you, it doesn't help if you get kicked off, but if you log out in a spec that is not Windwalker, right? And you make sure that you at least have the appropriate weapons equipped. Yes, they're white, but this bug should not affect you. So if you log out in Mistweaver and have a two-handed equipped, then you should be okay. And if you're a tank, what's the weapons there? Is it one two-hander? I'm not sure.
Never played a monk tank.
So, I can't remember.
So I think there's a way around it, but at least we know that it's a bug, and they're trying to fix it.
Okay,
so which is good. Mm. Yeah, I was worried this was going to take a while, and be a regular thing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Ferristella from chat room says that it happened to her monk flying, got DC'd, kicked, came back with it equipped. Yep. So yeah,
that's the person that I was referring to. Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay. Now the other thing that's happened. Invasion XP nerf.
Yeah. So basically they nerf the amount of XP that you get by just sitting there and doing nothing, okay? Because I tested it and you could get at one point 1.58 levels per invasion. So you can level up pretty quick. Now they have nerfed it for sure. You're getting roughly about 30% of a level per invasion, and as you go up in level, it should decrease. However, they have increased the amount of XP you get from killing things. So, yep. I would say, overall, that if you were to participate in this and you're just sitting around and doing nothing, it's probably not. I don't know. I mean, we didn't make a rule about this, but probably not the best thing to do.
I was really surprised to hear last week you say that it was allowed.
I guess we could potentially track it by looking to see if you got the achievement, right? And
it's too late now.
And I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal because it's only for 3 weeks, and I kind of viewed it as getting free XP as you would from a regular event. Now, you are getting more XP for sure, but these events come and go, right? So, but now, apparently, they did nerf the amount of XP that you get from just sitting around and doing nothing, but you definitely get more XP from killing things. And they did put in a hotfix to make sure that you still get XP for killing things if more than six people have attacked it. So I would say from my own playing that you get more XP if you're under 60. I've noticed, and we'll talk about it when I go into my week. I've only played one tune, and I was like really surprised. I was like, holy crud. And I didn't even mean to do it. So I was like, whoa. I would say if you're going to do it, I mean, at least try and kill a demon or two so that you're not just sitting around and cheesing it. Well, yes, there's that too. I mean, pacifist.
Well, I can't even wrap my head around it.
For a start, I don't. Yeah.
Actually, pacifist.
I haven't even seen. If I just sit there.
Yeah, well, you get credit for a kill. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you could get a kill for a critter.
Just being nearby someone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to risk it, and B, I feel like it's you know, I'm not playing a WoW challenge tune to just to get to 100 by the fastest means possible. Right? I'm doing an actual challenge, so I'm not going to use any of these invasions to get extra.
No, exactly. Yeah. I feel exactly the same way. I was going to say, it's gone. It's gone. Pew! It's gone.
But yeah, I mean, it's a big risk. I mean, pacifist, no way. It's because something might count as a kill.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty. Your killing blows isn't going to be. It's going to do a lot of damage to your killing blow rates.
Yeah.
Your normal Iron Man. Yeah, maybe, but you've got the risk of dying because even if you're not in the central area, phase three stuff's popping up everywhere.
And the other thing is that even if you're killing it at your level, they still hit hard.
Yes.
Like if I'm on a geared 100 or I'm on a geared with heirlooms, one that I'm leveling up, they're still hitting hard. So can you imagine being on a iron or a bloodthirsty in greys and whites? And to the same level, they're just going to be like, hello, here's lunch. So I just couldn't take the time. But the other thing is the demons are also doing more AOE stuff.
Yep.
That's what I've noticed. Yeah. So the ones in the city, you know, in the towns, in the cities, a couple that I went to last night are doing these massive waves of flame and shadow ones that pop on the ground, but they also go up in the air.
Yeah, so, you're in the air, you're still taking damage. Yeah,
that's right. So people that go AFK or hop up in the air because they're like, nothing's going to get me. It's like, yeah, blizzards. Blizzard's got you guys worked out because they've done it so you can't be up there. Yep. So I thought that was quite interesting. But yeah, so it's a bit of fun. I'd be very careful with the challenge soon, so most definitely. Marg says he usually grabs a tank in phase 3 and the demons give so much XP. However, he's lost 3 mages, 2 warriors, and a death knight. Ow. As he says, done a few sit just inside the zone, have not taken any damage at all.
Yeah, you've got to find, like there, like you can, as long as you are anywhere in that zone, you're fine.
Yep.
So yeah. You may not get things spawn on you, right? So
yeah. Well, Mug says just now, I was nowhere near one of the named boss mobs, and boom, I had dot on me called Doom. I went pop. I was on a 54 mage.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe, you know, maybe that they've made that, like, zone-wide.
It's possible.
Or it's within a much wider radius than we realize that it is. So, yeah, definitely be very careful. I as much as I would love to, because the XP is crazy, it's kind of like I don't want them to be sacrificed.
Sure.
Because that's how I feel, like it'll be like leaders lost 10 toons this week. So yeah, alrighty, let's go on to site news, and we've got some very exciting site news. So Stone, tell me all about it.
Okay. I only made a few jot notes about this because I really didn't know how I was gonna talk about this, because to me it really meant a lot, especially about the person that did what they did. It's really big. So basically, I just want to say that that we are gonna be doing a full site redesign, and it's not going to be done by me. So I want to. So basically, let's give a little bit of background here. The Well Played Party. You know, if you give a certain amount of money, you get certain things, right? One of the things was getting a website redesign, and immediately I'm like, oh, I want that because I don't like how my site looks, because I'm good on the technical aspects, but making it look pretty and nice and all that, I'm not so good, right? So I knew I wanted that, but especially with all the car problems that I had, it was well out of my price range. So especially with what I had put aside, and even though I had that put aside already, you know, we still had car problems, so we're still, even though we budgeted the money, it's like, well, now we're still over budget because of the Chrysler. Anyway, so, well, but also, it's my baby Chrysler is, you know, anyway, so,
gone.
I want to, so, Thule purchased the website one because he was going to basically give the money anyways to get all the things. Okay, so it wasn't just a website. It was like a website, a jacket, like a hat, like all kinds of stuff, right? So he says, well, I figured I might as well. And he basically told me that he was going to give me the website redesign portion because he had no need for it, and he knew that I did. And,
aww, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he knows how I am, right? So he knows I have a hard time, like when I was doing the ALS donation stuff, I've got a hard time trying to ask people for cash and stuff like that. I just, you know, I don't like asking for help. So that's just, I just don't. So Thule, thank you. Like, how can you say thank you to this besides thank you? I mean, I just, right?
That's awesome. Awesome.
It really does mean a lot to me. And I've been talking with, so basically the website's going to be redesigned by a fellow by the name of Lopehanda, who is also from Australia, who's in Perth.
He is.
Yes, he's in Perth. So it's only 12 hours, and I don't have to worry about this 14-hour weirdness. It's an easy AM, PM shift. Anyway, so we've been in discussions and just going over basically what I want and what I want the site to be in the future and it's got to need to have room to grow, that kind of thing, right? And Thule, thanks. I don't know when the site will happen. It's just in the works. So if one day you suddenly see the site change, well, that's why. Again, Thule, thank you so much. I'm gonna have another drink of beer. I owe him lots of beer at BlizzCon. Thule.
Yes.
Dink.
Dink. Exactly. Dink. Thank you, Thule. That is wonderful. And Battle Panda is a very, very cool guy. So he does awesome work, which is
Meet him last year with Miss Miggy. And they're both super nice, great, great people, and that's why I love Blizz, con so much, is that you get to meet the folks that you talk to online, and you just get to chat with them, right? Because it's different than having to talk over like the net, right? Like you actually get to feel what kind of people they are. Well, feel, right? But well, yes, Battle Panda. All right, awesome.
Different show then.
Time to move on. It's WoW Challenges After Dark. Alright. That's what you get with two beer.
Let's go. Two beers. That's it. You're cut off. That's it. Alrighty. Let's do State of the Challenges for this week. So I'm gonna do the irons. Ash, can you do the bloods for me? And sure. I'll come back to the pacifist. So here we go. So this week. Iron Cowgirl got flagged at 68. Three uncommon slots were equipped. No, that's a bummer. All right, Thaley died at 69. Oh, Lucy Lynn at 60. Oh, everyone, what's going on at 69? Gnostic died at 69 as well. Oh, everyone's dying. That's not cool. Iron Azzy at 69 did not die. Yay! Go Azzy. That's
69.
Cool. That's, yeah. Asteroid died.
Yes. Yep.
That's not you. I know. Nope. Died at 75. Oh.
Oh, Ash. Okay.
Is that man.
No? This is Ash that we had on episode.
Yeah. The other Ash.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a bummer. All right. Arjun died at 77. No dying. No dying. Still alive. The Frostiest. Oh, that's a good name. I like that. I hope that's a mage. Is 82. That's a good one. All right. And Owain is 100.
Yep.
Woo!
Congrats.
20th green flagged in Warlords. Holy moly, that is fantastic. Seventh hunter and the second since the pre-patch dropped.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Catstar hit 100. Is the 21st green flagged in Warlords. The third rogue, Stir's second rogue. And the third since the pre-patch dropped. Grats, sir. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, everyone.
So we need him to start playing characters besides rogues, and
No, leave him alone. If he likes rogues, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I like my warlocks. That's fine. Oh, Stir, you do what makes you happy, sweetie. What? It's okay. What were you gonna ask, Ash?
I'd be interested to know how much invasion stuff they did.
That would be interesting.
Looking at the activity, I don't believe Awayan did any, from what I could see. But I think Catster did. But I don't know how much he did or not. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's still fantastic. Two hundreds in a week. That's great going, guys. Yeah. Awesome. Alrighty. Yeah. Ash, can you take the bloods?
I'll do the bloods. Deranged, rest in peace at 24. Thirsty Vixens, 29. Gore Crazed, 31. Iron Man Puff, 45. Dirty Drifter, 48. Soulfully, RIP at 49. Frenzier, 57. INDK Path, 62. Never Died Bulled.
Blood.
Bulled. I never died blood. Blood. 74. Well done. Vaisana. Yeah, my tongue wants to mix some consonants up there. Flagged at 85. Fell Chain Braces equipped.
Yep.
Oops.
Yep.
Oh.
Hey, they look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been been basically what I did was thought I was trying to sell it and nope.
You got to be really careful there.
Yeah. The selling not to a vendor and then equipping them is a one stone knows very, very well. So, yes. All right. Well, grats and commiserations, guys. So, Pacifist, let's have a look. Adhura, RIP at 28. Zai Pace, lost at 29. Oh, and Sephura?
I don't know.
Sephluria. Let's go with Seph.
Sephluria.
Has died at 31. Marvel. Verox, 31.
This is why I don't do it now.
I know, thanks. Latifolia, 34. Peacenicker, I love that name, is 43. That's so good. Inaft Iron, that's a good name too, is 58. Serenella is 62. And Rain is 66. And obviously this is someone from EU.
Yes.
Apparently
Serbian. Apparently, as according to Google Translate. So,
okay. Well, they died at 71. Oh, sorry. Commiserations, people. We lost a few this week. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, but big grats to everyone who's still leveling and to the two 100s. That's fantastic.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like, so Rogester's saying that he didn't do a lot for the thingamajiggers, the invasions. Wow, the invasions. Wow. So, you know,
fantastic stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as much as it is easier because you've got extra tools, you know, it's still, people can die, as we can see. So when you hit max, I'm still going to give you the grats. Unless you're a 98 demon hunter or something, then I don't think I'm
going to give you the grats. Oh, come on. I still get 100.
Nope. Sorry.
Oh.
If you can hit 110, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, no. I don't think I'd want to. I was thinking about that the other night, and then I was like, I really want to do that as a challenge.
Marg has tried it, and I think he's out.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just that he can't get past a killing blow thing. So I said, well, you got to wait then to list your character. So you got to wait till the next expansion, I guess, comes out to be able to get to 110, or you can go kill other stuff. Right.
Yeah, of course. Oh, all right.
So you can do it. It's possible.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think I'll try.
Okay.
And then got out, then died. Oh, Mog. Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ouch. Sorry, yeah, he just said in the chat room. Yeah. All righty. Well, let's talk about our week in WoW. So, Asheo, what have you been up to?
Invasions. So I'm not a big transmogger, but I am a collector. So when they show me that, you know, if you do invasions and you get gear, it fills in this little square box in a collection, then I'm like, sure, hell yeah, I'll do that.
Yep.
So I was, and yeah, I could have just bought the lookalike stuff once you get enough shards.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of alts that are in really crappy gear. So I thought, well, I'll just do invasions until I get the full set on everything. So I did all my cloth stuff on a clothy that was undergeared, and I was down to, I got on my mail, I got everything from leather except wrist, I think it was, and everything from plate except my hands, and they just would not drop. And I was doing invasion after invasion after invasion. And eventually, yeah, they dropped. But the good side of that is I'm also a pet collector. And so I had a lot of shards and nothing to buy but pets.
Yeah, nice.
So I bought a few bats. Yeah, I could have bought the weapon upgrade thing, but didn't really see the point, given that, you know, these alts are kind of, I probably won't play them until months and months into Legion, and they'll just rock in and pick up some 750 green loan on the ground. So
yeah,
whatever.
Okay, that's fair enough. And you touched on it earlier. You were saying about a DK. So I know that you and Wingy discussed it last night, the night before, making you guys wanted to make a demon hunter on a server that we didn't have a 70 on. Yep. And so what was the actual way?
Actually, so I mean, it started with, you know, there's, I'm sure everybody knows by now, on the Horde side, there's some toys you can buy from a vendor just before you do the Broken Shore scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And once you've done it, it's not there anymore. You know, which was an issue for me because I've got a ton of Horde tunes that I could pick that up on. 100's Alliance side, however, only had one, and I'd already done it on that one when I heard about the shirt that you could buy from a vendor on the dock before you do the scenario. So I'm like, okay, so well, that's not true, actually. I do have 100's, but they're on my second account, and I'm only really worried about collecting and stuff on my main account, my second account. I just play around with. So I didn't have another 100 on my main account. So I'm like, okay, how do I get another 100 on my main account? Also considering that on my second account, I've bought the Digital Collector's Edition. So I can roll Demon Hunters there. But on my main account, I'm waiting for the Collector's Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Nuffy that can't play and everyone else is off playing with their new toys, that I have to wait for the box, which is really bloody stupid.
Yes.
So, Wingy and I were talking about it. And we were like, well, what's, you know, how do we get hundreds? And we're both also into the auction house and you know, settling, spreading out onto other realms. And we're like, okay, well, if we roll a Death Knight that starts at 55... and we go and do invasions, which will probably not take very many invasions at all if we actually participate, we can get a Death Knight up to 70. And then once you've got a 70 on a realm, then you can roll a Demon Hunter that starts at 98. And so I'll have another 100 pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
So that was our plan. And so, yeah, we went off and I think I'm 68.
Okay.
At the end of last night, after six invasions, so there was the 2-hour reset, so six invasions, it went from 59 to 68.
Wow.
So, which doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's so crazy.
I'll be ready to roll the Demon Hunter, and I've actually done it on Wormrest Accord, so I'll be able to kind of build up a bit of a character base where my pacifist is.
Yeah. That's awesome. And that's, I thought that was a really good tip, because sometimes you have, like, I know for me, I have got alts on like different servers, you know, whether they're challenge tunes or normal tunes.
Yep.
And when I looked, I was like, wait, I've only got, you know, 70 pluses on two servers. I don't have them on, you know, the other servers that I jump around to. And I thought it was a really good way to utilize to be able to, you know, level, especially with the invasions, you know, utilize the XP. It's fantastic. So, yeah, very nice. Great tip for anyone who's looking for that. Alrighty. Stone, what have you been up to this week?
I've been typing.
Yes.
I'm muting it on the stream, but you can still hear it on the Skype call. But anyway, so what have I been doing? Okay, basically, just for irons, it was just a mage. So I decided, okay, I'm going to log in on my level 10 mage because I had killed off my Death Knight, and I was still kind of cheesed about that. And so I decided to go to my level 10 mage, and that mage was logged out in Dunmorogue. And I logged in, and I didn't log out at a inn because, you know, at that low hole level, yes, you get some rest XP, but it's not, you know, you don't get like tons of rest XP, right? So, so I logged out at the little camp where you have to go kill the dark iron spies. And I'm like, okay, so let's go. And I walk up over there, and I'm like, where are all the mobs? I'm like, the mobs are, like, there's no mobs around. Like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, there's an invasion going on. And all of a sudden, I got a level. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, because I logged in, and it changed from phase 1 to phase 2. I'm like, and I got points for doing nothing, right? So I'm like, okay. So let's see if, where are these mobs? And I look down for that main guy that you have to loot to get like the scroll or something. And he's not there. Like there is nothing there except for cheetahs and that's it. So I decided, okay, well I got more XP from them killing phase 2. So I was like, okay, well let's help out in phase 3. Let's go kill stuff. Right. Like, I mean, at least, well, I mean like, I mean, if I'm getting XP for doing nothing, I feel bad because I didn't log in on purpose to do that. I logged in to go quest and then get out, right? And I figure, okay, well, since I'm getting the XP, I might as well go help out, right? So I'm far away from, like, the main town, so I'm not going to go back all the way over there. But there was a tower that had popped up near me, so I decided to kill a demon, which it was one of those fellhound things. I don't know what they are. And that wasn't too bad. It was pretty easy. And then one of those huge warrior guys, like the guys that looks like they have like a metal jaw or something. I don't know what's going on with their face. But they're like all big and tough and stuff.
Like
and
the Brutals. Like the Morag Brutal warrior, they're just things,
like,
with the
big warrior guys, right? And I was like, yeah. Oh, okay, well let's go for this guy. And I'm just on a mage, right? And so so basically I went to attack him, and things weren't going so well. And I was like, this guy's a different beast than the fellhound. And I was like, okay, so let's get out of here. And I don't know how many hit points I had. I think I was maybe 10% health left. And I'm blinking. Just get me out of here. And so basically, I ran away. And as I ran away, they completed phase 3. So I throughout the entire thing, because when I started, I was like level 10 point, like I was like 95% in, right? And I had gotten enough to get me to level 12, I think. And I was like, okay, well, let's go out of the zone. So as I'm leaving the zone, I'm heading over to the lock, right? And I guess, and they killed the boss. They killed the boss that fast that between me leaving from a little bit, I guess, west of that frozen lake where all the where all the ice guys are, where all the water guys are. Running from there to the tunnel and then to the second tunnel, I actually dinged 13. And I was like, okay, so I leveled without doing anything. That's awesome. And so the only reason why I don't feel completely bad is because I almost died. Because I tried to actually do something, and I was like, nope, this is not going to work. Let me get the hell out of here, or get the heck out of here. There goes our clean tag, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I'm on 2 beer now. I don't really care right now. So, so then I'm like, okay, great. So then, now that the invasion is over, I'm going back. So I finished up the rest of the zone, and I went to lock mode, and I logged out there. But I just didn't really feel like playing then, because I was like, this mage is squishy, man. So that was it. I kind of want to play a different character, but I want to keep going with the mage, because I don't want to play different characters. I want to focus. Right?
You're trying to be focused.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm trying to focus.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
don't want to play different characters.
Well, hey, man, I'm telling you, because before I had one of every class, and I try and level them up as I felt like it, right? And you know, and then it takes a little bit to get back into what you can and can't do. And this is, you know, pre-patch, right? So now it's like, I don't know. Oh, Mark says, go fire at 16. It's awesome fun. Yeah, I think I'm Frost because I had a pet. And that pet actually saved my butt, because while that warrior guy was trying to come after me, my pet died, and then I had to resummon. And if I never had him, I'm pretty sure I would have been dead, because it would have been able to catch me in one more hit and dead. Man, these invasions. It's good XP, but I mean, if I had just stayed where I was, I wouldn't have been touched by anything. So, I could have gotten XP easily, but I don't know if I would have felt good about it. So, thinking that based on where I was, like being level 10, does it matter compared to hitting, like, is it the same thing if you get 3 levels at level 10 than if you get 3 levels at level 97, right? I mean, it still feels bad. even though they're two completely different things. So
yeah, anyways. I suppose it's how the individual.
Oh, you were gonna read.
I was gonna read. Diet Olives from the chat room says melee mage is the way to go for a real Iron Man challenge. Yeah. Spells are for cheaters.
Yeah, I was cheating. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mark does say there's only one more week of invasion, so it's not a persistent problem that we're going to deal with. So it is limited time.
So it is a world event kind of thing. So
yeah.
I guess use it for as much as you can, but if you can, try and help out, as you know, so you're not just sitting there doing nothing. I don't know. I mean the same thing could be said by doing the fires, right? Because if you go do the fires, technically you can't even flag yourself. But poor Ash here.
You're doing solo. No one's helping you with that. I
mean, yes, that's true. Invasions. Yep. And invasions is group.
Effectively, you're grouping up without grouping
up. Absolutely. Yep.
Mm. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm not even going to chance. I know I'm not, as much as I've got plenty of normal tunes to do it on. I can't take a death. I don't think I could take a death. That just would not be good.
You should bring in your level 6 behind.
No.
Here again.
No, shush.
Actually, now if you fly really high, you'll die still.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's no flying high, no flowing, no flowing low.
Have you been drinking?
No flying. I'm not even drinking. I'm sober.
Awesome.
Anyway, so let's get on to what I did.
So what have you been doing?
I'll Well, I did log into a challenge soon, and I was in Ogrimmar, and I was like, oh, let me go see, and I logged in, and they were killing one of the demons, like, right there.
A Dreadlord,
man. Right in front of me, and wow. I just went, ah, no!
Log nope. off. Get me out of here. Like, nice.
I was like, no. I'm not. It's not gonna happen. So, yeah. I don't think I have ever pressed the log off button that quick in my whole entire life. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to take any challenge tune. That's just nope. That's they can my just wait.
Pacifist. My pacifist normally does the fishing and the cooking daily and storming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, not at the moment. I'm off to Ironforge because I'm not hanging out in Stormwind yep. when someone can turn red and turn around and whack me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's too... You know, because you can turn into the demon, well, you can change someone else into it. So it just... It's too scary. So I... But I did focus on some invasion stuff just on my normal tunes because... Really, the XP is just too good not to.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 50 million alts. I need to run something. So last night we had a girls' night with some of my mates. And, okay, we did 4 invasions on these tunes, okay? So we were level 23 when we started. I've got, this is my chamois. This is the highest level shaman I've ever had. I know. We did 4 invasions.
4 shamans, right? Yeah.
And I finished off at level 39. Last night. Yeah, wow. Seriously. I know. Crazy. And that's...
Yeah, but you were actually killing things, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. We were full on kill. We were in it. I have never seen... Dunmoro with that amount of people in that zone. I mean, admittedly, yes, I'm on Dathramar, which is oceanic for these ones, but it was just amazing the amount of Horde and Alliance that were there and Karanos just doing the invasions. It was crazy. And the XP, yeah, it was too fantastic. We even went on a road trip. So the invasions reset after the first one, like they had like 7 minutes to go and we were like, nah, we'll just stay and see if one comes up. And Dunmoro came up a second time, but then we got Northern Barons and Azjara. So we made our way over to Northern Barons. So that was fine. We got to kill stuff. And then I said, okay, let's go to Azjara. Okay, I know the way. So I'm leading...
Straight through Ogrimmar.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, come on, we can go through... Because we're, you know, dwarves. So I said, yeah, we could rock up at Ogrimmar and just be like, hey, guys, we just helped save the crossroads. You should let us through, but no. So I said, okay, we will just go up. We'll follow the river that's between Durotar and Northern Barrens. And so we go tripsing up, along we go, and dead. So, you know the little encampment that you're at as a Horde player when you come over the bridge from Durotan into Northern Barrens? And you've got a whole heap of quests. One person wants you to go kill the birds and get the beaks and, you know, and then you go kill the what are they? Not the gnolls. The prickly, I can't even think what they are. Bristleboars.
Quillboars.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they have level 100 guards there. Mm.
Oh, from the Barons invasion stuff?
Or no. Just, they have guards.
Oh, awesome. There.
Like, they have the quest levels, which are, like, level... I think they were level, like, 19, 17, 19, 20. But then there's like these two or three level 100s. Yeah, I met them last night. Yeah, how so that was fun.
Did it go great? Were they nice?
Yeah, I dieted. I dieted. So again, you don't want to do that on a challenge team. And I mean, I was just listening to the girls chat and we were just, you know, I was in just a chill out. Come on, just follow me. Let's go. And we all ended up dead. It was fantastic. And then we had to get to Ajara. So I kept taking them up until we got to the back of Iron, to Ogrimmar. Mm-hmm. And there's two guards that stand right out the back door. And I'm like, okay, let's just make a run for it. Because we tried to go again the river underneath the bridge. No, you can't jump up to get across that way. So we
you
had
girls
to
don't look like trolls.
we had to sacrifice ourselves again to get past. But we did. We made it to Ajara, and we made it there in time to get from phase one to phase four. Done. So that was quite, it was quite hilarious. And as soon as we were done, oh, we hurt really, really fast. So that was a lot of fun. So yeah, 23 to 39. As wow. I said, this is insane. Just crazy. Then this morning I got my 13th level 100. Again, I took my mage through invasions and she went from 95 to 100.
I thought you just only played warlocks.
Yeah. But I also have a mage, and now I have a mage at level 100. So,
is that your Airy Peak?
Yep. Dwarf? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So no. I did the same on my warlock on Airy Peak, which went from 95 to 100.
It just in no time. It's too good not to. I don't even know. I think I maybe did maybe five or six invasions on her. So it's not like it's a huge amount.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's really taxing. Mind you, the mage, she's frost. Oh my gosh. I tell you, I was just like going, oh, mage, this is hopeless. I'm the frost mage. Oh, yuck. Oh, yeah.
I've always been a frost mage. Same. Going all the way back. And then I looked at it this time around and went, I'm going to try fire. And I'm loving it.
Yeah, I think
I'm
going to
have to change. But fire's like really good at the moment.
Okay, I might have to look at that. The frost was... I was trying to get the rotation. It just was... it was horrible. Anyway, I died a lot. A lot. Like, not even... Like, a lot. No, I would hate to guess how many times I died on the mage, but it was not pretty. So yes. And then I also, my original iron that I died with someone gave me bad advice. I decided I would level her. So I'd have a level 70 on Dathramar. And that way I can, roll another Demon Hunter. I like Demon Hunters. So I took her through invasions as well. And at the moment, she went from 61 to 67. So I'm three off on doing that. And you know when your toon dies and you decide not to delete them? So if a challenge toon dies and you go, oh, no, I'm going to keep this one. This is fine. So I finally logged back into her and I was like, right, I'm going to level. And I was in vent with you and Wingy. And I go to the auction house and I'm like, right, I need to get myself some gear for her. So I'm looking at the gear and I'm going, right, okay, I need some, you know, something from about 55 to 60. Okay, all right, let's see. What have we got? What can I do? She's got a little bit of gold. Everything's okay. And I'm literally just about ready to buy a piece when all of a sudden I think,
heirlooms.
Yep. I was like, why is she? She still was in the white leather gear that I had when she died.
Yeah.
I had, like, she hadn't even been changed across, and I was like, oh no, maybe it was male. I can't remember, but it was white, and I was like, why did I not put heirlooms on her? How did I? It was so. It was, yeah. So that was my mental, absolute mental moment. And, oh, it made such a difference when she got her heirlooms on. I was like, oh, she looks like she's ready to play. This is good. So, that's been my, just the last few days. In, as I said, Invasions, I'm not doing on Challenge Tunes, but I am definitely doing it on everyone else. And I also picked up some, the Warglaives, because they're bind on account.
Oh, really?
So,
you read my mind. I was about to say you're in the same boat as me, aren't you? You don't have your collector's edition yet, so you don't have a Demon Hunter.
No, I do.
Yeah. What?
I do. We rolled Demon Hunters together, the three of us.
On your main account?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What are you going to do with your collector's edition? You're doubling up.
Yeah. Because that's what I do. I know. Don't,
Lita.
Don't even ask. It's, yes. Oh. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
But oh, well, for sensible people out there, don't forget to do Invasions enough on some other tune to buy your Warglaive so that you'll have them when you do get to have your Demon Hunter.
Exactly. Because they are bind on account, which is awesome. I might have to buy, like, two lots.
Just to start with, they were bind on account, but you could only buy them on a Demon Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they've actually fixed it.
Yes. So. Okay. And you can buy them, like, they'll be red. But yeah. It just means you can't equip them, which is cool.
And okay, you may actually buy two because it's not a pair of Warglaives. You could actually buy two.
Yes. Alrighty. So let's get on to chit chat. So this is the section where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas and quests and things like that. So, yes, exactly. So, Ash, do you want to take the first one for me, please?
Sure. And the first one, as he scrolls madly.
Doing it live.
Well, it's orange, and it said at the top that I'm orange, and then I've just realised that that means that I'm reading it. It's not like what I've written.
Yes.
It's Sunday morning. Come on. This is a tweet from Evil Stan. Hey, Evil Stan. Curious, is pre-patch invasions are okay for the Iron Man challenges? Kind of feel like it's cheating if you safely AFK it. Yes.
We have discussed this.
We're not going to flag you, but
it's a moral conscious call. Do we call it that?
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna go get the XP, at least go kill a demon or something, so that you at least have kind of a moderate risk
of dying. Unless you're a pacifist, right?
And then if you're a pacifist, I don't blame you because that challenge is... I can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Alrighty. So a Facebook post from Linus says, hi there, I'm going to try to do Iron Man challenge on my stream, but I have a question. If the player kills me on a PvP realm, does it mean challenge failed? Yeah.
Yep.
If you die. Yep. Yep. It's any death, whether it's from an NPC, a mob, or a player. If you die,
earlier when you asked me if I had any tips for challenges starting Iron Man, don't do it on the PvP realm.
Yeah,
that's like
Well, Captain that's Obvious why
tip number one.
That's why some people roll it on that realm because they want to try it. Right,
Iron that we had who died a month or so ago. What was that, 70?
Cobra K had died at 67, but he also got one... No, but he got one a little bit farther ahead, but then he died again. I'm fairly certain somebody else had it higher. I just don't know who it was. I'm pretty sure somebody's got higher. I just can't remember off the top of my head. Okay. I think the highest was like 85-ish.
Yeah.
Something, or something like that.
And I know Rogue Slayer was doing a couple on PvP realms, and again, she got ganked by, you know, this was like 30s or 40s or something. Can someone swoop down from the sky and kill her?
Yep.
So, sucks. Yep. But it's not pretty, but you roll on PvP, that's what can happen. So, Alrighty, Stone, can you take the next one,
please? So we got a message from Awesome Trousers.
That's a great name.
That's good.
On our Discord server, can someone confirm if it is safe to log in on my Iron Man if she is stationed in Org on a PvE server with all the action in the city? No.
No.
Told her it's... No. You run the risk of logging in and having somebody there being able to beat your face in. So, no.
Or changing you and flagging you, and then everyone kills you. So, yeah. It's you know, take the risk.
Well,
the risk
no, is yours. They can. I mean, they can cast Turn Owl or lie on you, but it's up to you if you want to do the things that will flag you. So if you get changed to where you can do things, then you shouldn't be able to get flagged if you choose not to do anything.
You can turn that buff off.
Right? Yes, and you can also right-click it off. It's just the problem is...
But if you don't know what the buffs are, this is the thing. When I did this on my main girl, I was like, oh, what's this button do? I'm flagged.
Look, I've got extra action buttons. Let me hit them.
All the NPCs that are standing around me, about 30 of them, just went, hello, I'm going to kill you. And I flagged myself just because I pressed, I can't remember which button it was, but there is one button that when you get that debuff, that it flags you. And then I was like, I had that flag on for 5 minutes. I couldn't get off it unless I went up and probably jumped on a fight path. But it was like, oh, okay. So if you don't, you know, if you just like, oh, press this, you can flag yourself, and the NPCs, your own NPCs in the city, are gonna kill you. So if you're a low level challenge toon, you're gonna be dead. That's all I'm saying. So
you
be
can
very,
do cloak.
Very careful.
What was it? Cloak or blend into shadows or something? There's some spell that you can go invisible.
There's like five.
But that's on a 2 minute cooldown or something. But really, the biggest part is that if a person casts Turn Ally and all the other stuff like 9 times, then they can turn themselves into a Red Lord. And at that point, they are a mob. And when they're a mob, they can kill anybody if you're flagged or not.
Yep.
So, no, it's not safe. I would say go find a different city. Until
And Diadala says, there is a button that does tell you over the tooltip. Yeah. But, you know, what fun's that? Like, sometimes you just go and press buttons and see what happens.
Oh, man.
Especially on your main. You're just
you're
like,
a clicker.
What's that? Oh, jeez.
Click.
Yeah.
Click. What does this do?
I try very hard not to do that on a challenge turn because...
Don't push the red button.
Yep, that normally ends up dead.
So, don't push this button.
Pushes buttons. Yeah, no, we don't pushes the buttons. Mm. Alrighty. So, Ash, can you take the last one for me, please?
Sure can. Just need to take a deep breath because this is all one sentence. This is from Eon. Hello, me and a pal are planning to run the challenge. I was wondering if I'd be allowed to travel with him as a higher level but not group and use this character as a scout, providing no aid to him other than telling him what is ahead, and I will not kill any mobs in his path but to carry him as far as possible without walking into a high level mob and getting wiped out. We'll follow all the rules. I just wanted to get clarity if this will be acceptable.
Wow. That's the Scott Johnson of Australia.
Nice. That was amazing.
As he's right.
That's... All right. Couldn't even do that.
There's no way I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Me either.
But anyway. I had a discussion with him.
It's a good question, though.
Well, it's a good question, yeah.
I had a discussion with him, and I said, you know, it's technically helping because you're still scouting for him. This is supposed to be a solo thing. Yes, you're not going to help to kill mobs. Yes, you're not going to heal them. Yeah, you're not going to do this and that. But you know, you're still kind of helping, so, you know, technically you're not helping, but you are. Like, you're kind of being, like, a website for him, right? And basically...
technically you're staying within the rules, but...
yes.
But morally and in the spirit of the challenge, you're not really sticking to it.
So, yeah. what came out of this is that their guild... was running like 10 people are trying to run the Iron Man, and he's basically playing referee, but he wanted to kind of let people know if they were coming up to areas where, you know, how when you're in Northern Barrens and there's still those level 90 mobs from the invasion stuff, right? You know, from the right. So
the last invasion.
Yeah. So I mean, you can get one shot by those, as we've seen by Grifter. He's been one shot, but it's like someone. I'm just reading.
100 guards on the bridge to Durotar.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, it's. I told them. I kind of, you know, I'm not. I don't think it would be allowed, but. You know, I see that you're not going to help, but I'll bring it up on the show because I'm kind of like, I don't know. And so here we are. I don't know. It's kind of on that edge where they're being a website, kind of, right? Like,
are they going to be tracking the toons? Are they putting the toons up on the website, like, to join the challenge, or are they just doing their own?
I don't know.
Little guild version of it. Because, I mean, if they're doing their own little guild version and he wants to stay within the broader terms of the rules but wants to refine something down for them, then I'd say, okay. But if you're doing the challenge and they're going to put the challenges up into the website, you know, to add characters, then it's like, well, no. No, I'm just like... no. So I go no.
I think the answer's no.
Okay. I think I'm pretty sure they're going to be listing the characters, because why would they ask me? Right?
Pretty nice. But you know. It's a pretty, very interesting question.
Just curious if anybody has any opinions in the chat room, too, because we've got a few people in here that, you know, just to you know, because it's one of these weird things, right, where you know,
Azzy, that's a low blow. Azzy
well, that's why I began to laugh.
Someone with Lita to tell her to fly higher would have been handy. Yeah, thanks, Azzy, not helping.
That's a high five, yeah, right there, buddy.
That's not even funny.
So even, you know, It's you know, it's kind of like he's playing the role of a website and telling the person where not to go, versus you as the player not having to go to the website to figure that out. That's the way that I view that as. And like, you're getting help, but you're not doing it yourself. So I kind of, I'm kind of like, no, because... It feels like a no.
Quests on the internet, so isn't that getting help? Like, you know, like if you want to turn around and say, okay, I'm about to do this quest. Is this a vehicle quest? I don't remember what this is, and go and look up Wowhead and go, okay, you know, what's this quest? Oh, okay, no, this is not a vehicle quest, but the, you know, maybe the third part to it becomes a vehicle quest. Then I've just got my own outside help. So
it's not a lot different to, you know, if you really wanted to be careful, what you'd do is play a zone on a normal character so that you had a fresh memory of where high level mobs were and what quests to avoid, and then you'd go and do it on your own, man. So it's not a lot different to that, really.
No, that's so true. People have scouts to try to, so they know what's going on in a zone with, you know, what's coming up. So
we're planning on doing zone guides. Is that cheating?
There you go. So it's a whole broader issue that we didn't really
And that's why I left this one for last, because I knew that is going to be a... We need to talk about it, right? You know, because if we're doing zone guides, it's basically a guide on what to watch out for. You know, don't do this quest because you will get a kill. You know, like, it just depends, right? So, but the plan is to go through each spot and say what to watch out for and stuff.
And Stir makes a good Stir in the chat room makes a good point. He says the best part of a guild is having chat company and advise, but not to escort someone around. And I mean, that is good that you can certainly, again, ask an opinion in guild chat or to someone else that's playing, which comes down to, it could still be classified as help to a degree. So, you know, where does that boundary leave? It's becoming more blurred.
Well, because, I mean, you could also say that when we are on... Sorry, I'm just... Okay. I was looking for a special email to come in. You could say that if you're not sure and then you go ask for help on the forums and somebody answers your question, is that help? It's such a... Okay, so personally, I think this particular case, I would say no, because if you're walking with the person and telling them, oh, there's a high-level mob over there, that feels no. If somebody's doing it on their own to go to a website to find out by themselves, I mean, they are taking that on themselves to go find out, and they're not getting somebody else to... be there in game to hold their hand, right? It's such a, you know,
there's many variables, I think.
Yeah.
Diet Olive in the chat room just said, I think that every Iron Man tune should have 7-8 rogues and druid stealth next to them.
Yes.
Nice. I like your thinking, Diet Olive. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ferristella says, I think that has always been allowed. Otherwise, no guilds or forums would be allowed, which is silly.
Yeah.
That's a good point too, Ferristella. Thank you. So, yeah.
So,
that's an interesting one. Have you got a thread on the forums to discuss this? Or
No, it was just a Facebook post. I didn't want to post his name or anything like that. It's just I wanted... He's basically running it like right now and wants, you know, to know right now, so... All right, I told him, well, can you wait till tonight and we'll discuss it? And, well, we'll give him an answer. I think I agree is that, you know, having somebody with you, even if they're not helping you to kill things or heal you, it's just, it feels like a no.
But I suppose it comes down to his call.
Yep.
So... that's interesting. But if anyone's got any thoughts, don't forget you can email the show anyway at podcast@wowchallenges.com.
So
let us know the thoughts if it's not going to go up on the WoW Challenges forums. We'd be interested to know. So, alrighty. Wrap up time? Straight?
Okay. That's me. Our next show. Yes. Ash, man, I am so pro. I am so pro. I'm just... this is why I have Lita here. Okay, so the next show, Saturday, August the 27th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, or whatever it is, and Sunday, August the 28th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. And, and this is our 1 year anniversary. I mean, I know it's episode 33, but it's because we only went once a month, and then we went once every 2 weeks, and then once a week, and here we are. Exactly. So it doesn't feel like we've done a year. Sure. It feels like it was just yesterday we started this, and we're going to have quite a few people on that I'm really worried it might mess
it'll
up.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
It'll be a big show.
We'll see,
anyway,
Skype. So
make sure you come in.
Basically, there's going to be, I think we're going to have seven people besides myself and maybe Lita. And Lita, I'm going to talk, and don't worry. I'm not going to say anything bad, but Lita might not be here next week because she's doing something important for herself in 2 or 3 days. And I wish you, you know, I've been right there with you. So don't push yourself, because if I even get a hint that you're not up for doing the show next week, I ain't going to accept your call. So that's just how it is, because, you know,
just don't health... send me a blue baby teddy bear.
Oh, Lord. Okay, if you come on the show, I will talk about that next week. That was awesome. So, next week will be an anniversary show. Lita may not be here, but...
If not,
I'm hoping, I wish you all the best over the next few days. You're not going anywhere, I know, but, you know, it's just, you know, I can't do words. I just do feelings and stuff.
It's all good.
Okay.
All good. I'll be fine. But, so very exciting coming for next week. Anyway, a big show, a year. Amazing. So time flies when you're having fun, really. It really does. So anyway, thank you, Ash, for coming and joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you? Okay, that's it.
All right. See you.
It's a secret.
I do a once a year show with Jeppy. We're WoW Geekly on everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, Gmail, iTunes, wherever you want to find us. And I'm a Shayo in most places as well.
Yes, you are. Excellent. Is it once yearly? Well, haven't you done 2 shows this year already? What's going on?
We went overboard. I know.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's crazy. Alrighty. Now, where people can find us. So the WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. You can email the show at podcast.wowchallenges.com as well. We're on Facebook, so check us out. Facebook.com/wowchallenges. And check out the videos on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. Now, remember, come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
That number one on the YouTube thing drives me crazy.
No, it does.
It just drives me nuts.
Does it also drive you crazy that the word challenges and challengers sounds the same?
What?
Challenges and challengers.
Yeah. Not here in Canada.
I will challenge you, and if we have more than one, they're challenges. But the people participating are challengers.
Oh, my God.
No, don't do this to him. He's going to go into meltdown. I can see it now. Wow. Okay, I'll keep going then. Do you want me to thank the patrons?
Sure, because I'm not going to have any words. I've got nothing now.
Okay, thank you to everyone who supports the show on our patrons. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, let us know if you're wanting something in particular that, you know, like a tongue, like a puzzle. Puzzles are good for it. Thanks, Ash.
A tongue. Just done the. Wow. Just done,
yeah, that's good. Wow. You can find Stone on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as you can listen to him on another show called Adventures in Azeroth. Wonder where he does that with. I don't know. Must be some really nice person. Wherever you can find me, you can find
She's
me on
so
Twitter.
She's so awesome.
Oh, I'm at Leta Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And you can listen to me. I do a couple of other shows called Behind the Avatar, where I have had both Asheo and Stone on at various times. Adventures in Azeroth, funny about that, and Geektopia podcast. So we have to say thank you to Mark Conan, as always, for our awesome intro, because we love it. So if you want to check out Mark Conan, he's at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter. And he'll be next week. Okay. Yes, he will. Secret. Okay. Secret. I was just going to say, Madness Omine said in the chat room, it got squashed by an invasion baddie. It's not as much cake. Oh, about the anniversary cake. Yeah, so it got squashed by an invasion. That's awesome. Alrighty, guys, I think that's a wrap. I think we're done. Ready for the outro?
If it plays, we'll see.
If it plays.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.